Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
First date follow-up.
And welcome back, fine. Congregation to the Church of the First Date Follow-Up. We're so excited to have you here today, where we're going to see what can happen with the Holy Ghosting.
Does it sound like
the Holy Ghosting?
Someone is getting Holy Ghosted, and we're going to talk about it right now at the Church of the First Date Follow-Up.
Yes.
Why am I speaking like this?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
it's because
tell us.
Joy is on the phone with us, and Joy is a part of our congregation here at the Jubal Show, and Joy has experienced a Holy Ghosting. She apparently met a boy named Nick on ChristianMingle.com.
Yes.
Now he's not speaking to her anymore. So, Joy, please tell us about your Holy Ghosting.
Okay.
Sorry, not making fun of your religion. Just thought it was funny that you met somebody on Christian Mingle. I never met anybody that met anybody on Christian Mingle.
No, so this is dope.
Tell us a little bit about Nick.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, I thought it was wonderful. We did meet on Christian Mingle, and we spoke there online, you know, first before actually meeting up. And we went to dinner, and we had such a wonderful dinner.
That actually is a cool way to meet somebody, because you know, you have the same values,
yeah,
same beliefs, all
that's
that
about
stuff.
It.
You know, and that's one of the things that you can't talk about on a relationship. They on a first date, they say is like politics, religion. You gotta stay away from them, but not if you met someone there. So, how was the actual conversation?
It was wonderful. You know, religion is very important to me, which is why I'm on Christian Mingle. And it's exactly like you just said, you already have that understanding of each other. So it takes that element, one other element of the unknown out, and it makes so much more comfortable. You know, our conversation was so heavily focused on religion, and I was so happy. You know, we talked about religion and family, and we kept it light, too, of course, but I don't know. It was just so great to me. I thought it was a home run. I loved his personality, and he was really cute, but it's now been a week, and I have not heard from him.
Been Holy Ghosted.
Did he seem engaged? Did he seem like that he liked you?
I thought so. I really did. Like I said, he was very talkative. We were having, you know, back and forth communication. It seemed to flow really well.
And did you guys meet at the restaurant?
We did. Yeah, okay. We met right there. And then we left afterwards. So we just went to the restaurant and then said goodbye. We didn't kiss or anything, but
all right. Okay. Well, what do you think could have happened then?
Well, okay. So There's one thing, and that I'm wondering if maybe just freaked him out a little bit. About halfway into our date or so, like I confessed to him that my brother was actually there at the restaurant with us. It's just kind of something that I do,
like walking or something.
No, he was just sitting at a table kind of across the way, and I have my brother do this a lot on first dates, just to kind of like watch from afar and
really?
Make sure that nothing, you know, that no one's going to nothing bad happens, no one's going to take advantage, or, you know, he's just there to sort of make sure everything goes okay.
Oh, and he was aware that your brother was there?
Yeah, I told him. I told him. I was like, just so you know, I've got this thing. Like, that's my brother over there. And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah, it's kind of something that I do on all my first dates. And he seemed okay with it. Yeah.
That definitely could be the reason why he's not calling you back.
I mean, yeah,
that's
personally, I wouldn't call you back because I'd be like, oh, great, she thinks I'm a pervert. Like, on the first date. You know?
Yeah,
yeah, but it's really not even about that. You don't know who they are. Like, we have to protect ourselves.
It's not the ideal situation, though, for a first guy. It's definitely not, but
is being raped an ideal situation?
No, it isn't, Alex.
Like, I would be understanding of why you were doing it. It would just be like, okay, is that legit, or is it just like you have, like, I'm going to show up there and your brother's going to answer the door and be like, you better keep your hands off of my sister or it's a knuckle sandwich for you, bucko. And then I'd be like, why are you talking that way?
Have her back by 8 p.m. Yeah.
Well, we'll see if that did it. So we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and try to figure it out, okay?
Okay, we'll see.
All right, we'll get your first date follow-up next. It's the Jubal Show. If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Joy is wondering why this dude Nick isn't getting back to her. Joy, you thought it was pretty amazing. And the only awkward thing that Joy can think of, and the reason that she thinks he might not be calling back, is because Joy's brother comes on first dates with her, not like at the table, but sits in the same area and watches. Was that your idea or his, Joy?
Actually, it was my idea.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So it's Joy's idea because she just wants to make sure she's not meeting a weirdo, because there's a lot of weirdos.
And he's not, like, creepy about it. He's not, like, staring and watching every single move.
Right.
It's more so that, like, you know, and I buy his dinner. You know, I say, hey, come to this restaurant. I'll get your dinner,
that's nice.
You know.
That's nice.
Yeah, and it's really just so that he's there just in case.
It's Christian Mingle, right? But there's still creeps online everywhere. You don't know who you're meeting. So,
yeah, totally.
I mean, it's not a bad idea to take some protection with you. In all kinds of ways.
As a human.
But we'll see if that is the reason he's not calling you back. But it's been how long since you heard from him again?
Pretty much almost exactly a week, I think it is now. Yeah, a week.
Exactly a week. Okay.
I really want to find out what happened.
All right. We're going to call him right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, may I speak to Nick, please?
This is Nick. What's up?
Nick, how are you? This is Jubal from The Jubal Show.
This is Alex Fresh from The Jubal Show.
This is English Evan from The Jubal Show.
And this is a radio show, and it's called, 1, 2, 3,
The Jubal Show.
Wow.
Have you heard of us?
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I've vaguely heard of you, but
Okay.
Cool. Dude, that's what we look for. We do a segment on the show called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and then don't call them back, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out why. And guess what? Somebody emailed us about you.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Stop pressing me. Her name is Joy.
I'm pretty sure that's who it was.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, Joy wanted to find out why you're not calling her back. And we'd like to know as well.
What did she tell you? Can I ask that?
So she just told us that you guys went to dinner and that you guys met at the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty much it.
Right.
But she also told us that she brought her brother for safety precautions on first dates.
And she
so
told
he was there.
You. And she told
and
you
she
about
told
it.
You, yeah.
And
she really likes you.
Honestly, like the brother thing, that wasn't a big deal. Like he actually, I talked with him for quite a bit. Like him and I actually both play bass. So we actually had kind of a bonding moment. I know it sounds stupid.
So that was the real first date.
Yeah, let me guess then. You are deciding not to date Joy because you want to date her brother.
Her brother was really cool, so that wasn't even an issue. It was... Dude, I don't want to even say this. I feel really bad in asking this or even saying it. Like, did she tell you where we met? Or how we met.
Yes.
So, on Christian Mingle?
ChristianMingle.com, a website for Christian singles. I don't know if that's their tagline, but holy crap, Christian Mingle, you're welcome.
It's a dating website, but at the same time, you don't necessarily have to be super religious. Mm-hmm. And I am totally not. I am more of an agnostic. The date was perfect. She's gorgeous, but it got a little
Bible thumpy.
Was she like preaching to you?
It was less about the connection and it was more about Jeebus. And
you did meet her on Christian Mingle.
Yeah.
I thought it would be more than just religion. I thought it would be just more of a connection. I am religious, but at the same time, I'm not going to let it lead every single thought in my mind.
Thank you for being honest with us. I appreciate it. And I just want to let you know, we are not honest with you, and we're probably going to H-E double hockey sticks over it, because Joy is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, come on, dude.
Hey, Nick.
Hi, Joy.
Yeah. Hi. I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't get that impression from you at all. I didn't realize that you weren't a believer so much. I'm sorry to hear that. I don't know what else to say. It is something that's very important to me. I think I made that pretty clear. I don't know. I hate to say it, but you kind of led me on.
Yeah, I feel like our values are just different. Like, I want to believe in this. Like, I want it to work. But at the same time, like, I feel like our religious beliefs are just going to get in the way of what we actually can have.
That's a shame to hear, you know, and you didn't even, now that I think about it, like you didn't really, if you were so turned off about the religious stuff, like you could have taken the reins and like switched the conversation to kind of ask more questions about me, you know, like, cause I think we kind of just were talking about the religious stuff because that's just was what there was to talk about. You didn't really ask me so much about myself, you know?
But I tried to. The more that I actually try to get to know you, the more that the Bible talk keeps getting in the way of what we're trying to achieve. I feel like,
if you had gotten to know me a little bit more, you would have also found out that I'm not somebody that's waiting for marriage. I'll just say that.
Oh,
and I'm also not a virgin. So.
Wow. Huh. Bombshell dropped.
I'm sorry you made that assumption.
I didn't realize that's where your head was. But
well, okay. I think, I know where he wants his head to be. Yeah. I'll just ask the question then. Nick, would you like to go out with Joy on another date? We'll pay for it.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah. Now that I know this.
No.
Right? Joy, would you like to go out with Nick again?
Actually, no.
Oh. No way.
I think I'm good. You know, I.
Wait, but now you got the second date, but you don't want it?
No, I make true colors have all come out now. I had no idea. Like I said, he led me on. I had no idea that this was how he was feeling. And if it really was how he was feeling, he should have told me on the date.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems as if once I'm telling him this information about any sort of risky business, I guess I'll just say, that all of a sudden now he wants to go on a second date with me after ghosting me for an entire week.
No. It's not about that. It's not about that at all. I just want to get to know you better. That's all I wanted. I judged book by cover, whatever you want to put down. I'm sorry.
I think Nick's saying that, you know, he didn't give it enough of a shot. Now that he hears you talk a little bit more about yourself, something in particular.
Yeah.
Now he's interested again.
I wonder what.
I mean, yeah, I think it's pretty obvious what he really is interested in. And that's not what I'm looking for.
You think about this, though. You were wondering, and now Nick is going to be wondering about something for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.